Governor Hickenlooper, in conjunction with our executive director of the Colorado Department of Labor and Employment, Ellen Gollenbeck, created a website for veterans specifically, and that is www.hireacoloradovet.gov. And what this does is it allows veterans specifically to go on there. They can post their resume. They can conduct job searches. They can view job openings. And it's a military to private business type of pipeline that specifically helps veterans. And that's on the grand scale. That's statewide. Locally here, Aaron, at the workforce centers, we have veteran employment specialists like myself. We are employees of the Colorado Department of Labor and Employment, and we're assigned to workforce centers to work specifically and with only veterans. Mm-hmm. And when we try to help them become what we call job ready.
What does job ready mean?
Job ready is assessing a veteran to find out where they are and what they need. Besides everybody coming and saying, I need a job, returning veterans from Afghanistan and Iraq sometimes are not really job ready. And maybe they need to go to the vet center and sit with other veterans and deal with some issues to become job ready. Maybe there are some things that will hinder them and become barriers to employment. Mm-hmm. But normally, we will sit here, we will review resumes, we will make recommendations. We have a list of resources available to these veterans that they can take advantage of. We have free workshops here, Aaron, that really help veterans make that transition back into the civilian community.
I've been hearing a lot lately about veterans returning and, you know, in the real world, they have done all these incredible things, you know, especially, and I'm thinking of in the medical field, but when they get back, they don't necessarily have the certificates or they're unable to translate their experience on their resume to where a civilian employer might go, oh, hey, yes.
That is so true. I see resumes, Aaron, that are wonderful if you're applying for a military position.
Right.
But to convert the military experience into language that a civilian employer understands is critical. Mm-hmm. And it takes some time. And I sit with these veterans, and I have a list of military skills and how to reword that so you and I can understand in what I call civilianese. As you mentioned, a veteran might have been responsible for many lives in a combat zone, or maybe responsible for millions of dollars of high-tech equipment. And how do we convert that into something that a hiring manager at Hewlett-Packard can recognize and say, oh, I want that person on my team?
Right.
Big challenge.
Sounds like maybe that's what's behind the governor's proclamation of November.
Absolutely. And we don't want veterans just floating out there going, I need some help, but where do I turn? All they have to do is come into a workforce center and say, can I speak to the veteran representative, the vet rep, as we call them.
Good to know
and
that that's
we,
there.
We take it from there. Yeah.
Sure. Just really briefly, because I'm sure you get asked this a lot, but why are vets struggling? Is it part of the larger economic picture, or what is it?
I think there are many reasons. One of which, and I hear this a lot, Aaron, so I'm going to share it with you. Mm-hmm. I hear a lot of veterans say, I wish I was still in. And I say, why is that? Well, when I was in the military, I was part of a team. And it was I had that sense of family, and I trusted that team, and we all took care of each other. And then all of a sudden, for instance, this is just a little scenario. One day I got off the bus, and I'm in the middle of the Arari campus in downtown Denver, surrounded by thousands of strangers. You know, and it's a culture shock, especially if they were in that combat environment in Iraq and Afghanistan, where that team, that sense of team and family was so critical to them. So we have to help them during this transition period, and I try to recreate that sense of team here for veterans because they understand it and they trust it, you know. So right. We bring them back into a so-called family here, And all of the veteran employment specialists with the Colorado Department of Labor and Employment try to recreate that sense of trust. And we are here, not just for today, but we are here until you no longer need us.